Live in the studio this morning are three guests. We're here to talk about an organ recital from a young virtuoso named Christian Bischoff, and the Sacred Music at the Cathedral series was created by another guest here, Tom Fielding, and we also will be talking to Carl Schrock, instructor of organ at Western Michigan University and a big part of Mr. Bischoff's tour in the United States. So welcome to you all, gentlemen.
Good morning, Kara.
Tom, you created this series. Tell us about Sacred Music at the Cathedral and what you want to bring to Kalamazoo audiences.
Well, the series had its inception 4 seasons ago now with a series of concert I did to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the installation of the Cathedral's Nichols and Simpson organ from 2002. And that was a very successful series of concerts. In order to continue to share that resource with the greater Kalamazoo area concert-going public, I went ahead and organized these things into 4 concerts each season, primarily organ recitals, but we also vary the programming a little bit also to allow some other ensembles to enjoy not only the cathedral's organ, but also the fine acoustics for music that are in that building.
Even dancers, as I remember.
Yes, that was. Cher Farrell brought some students from Kalamazoo College, and Rhonda Sider from Helen played the complete Messiaen Le Cor Glorieux, and we had interpretive dance, and it was really a wonderful evening. The visual element really added quite a bit to Messiaen's sometimes hard to understand music. It was wonderful to see them sort of playing out the different movements of that piece throughout that program.
But you are an organist, and you love organ music and organ players, and hope to promote that not only for your self-interest, but so that other people can learn and appreciate the incredible quality and variety of organ music and players out there.
Definitely. Of the 4 concerts this year, 3 are organ recitals. So, of course, we have tonight at 7 o'clock, Christian Bischoff is playing a full program. On Friday, the 4th of November, Dr. Gail Archer, organist for Vassar College and Columbia University, will be here from New York City to play a program at 7 p.m. Friday, the 3rd of February, in 2017, 7 o'clock, will be a program of choral music by the Saints Peter and Paul Choral Scholars, a 16-voice all-professional schola from a very large mega parish in Naperville, Illinois. And they'll do program. The first half will be a cappella, and then the second half will be with organ. So we'll have a variety of choral pieces on that program, including a few composed by myself. And then Sunday, the 26th of March at 5 o'clock, that'll be my annual recital at the Cathedral. And it'll be one piece on the program this year, the Byzantine Sketches of Henri Millet, a series of 10 musical impressions of the Basilica of Sacré-Cœur in Paris.
This is a free series that begins at 7 p.m.
Yes.
Tonight. A free will offering will be accepted.
It'll be an exit offering of any amount as people feel so moved.
Yes.
But the concerts are free and open to the public, so you don't need to worry about that if you just want to come and just enjoy the music and be a supportive presence.
Okay, well, let us meet tonight's guest, Christian Bischoff. Since we don't know you at all, would you be so kind as to go back and tell us a little bit of your life story and how music became such an important part of your life?
Yes, at first I'm very glad to be here and that I can play this great organ here in Kalamazoo. My history a little bit, or my first musical contact was as a pupil in the boarding school in Bavaria. I was a chorist in the famous choir of the Regensburger Domspatzen. Do you know this choir?
Yes, a famous, famous choir.
Yes. And this was my first contact with church music, and that influences me a lot. And after taking some organ lessons during the school time. I made the plan to study organ and church music.
And what opportunities did you find? Did you attend college, school, work with a mentor?
Hochschule in Würzburg.
In Würzburg, I studied church music, and in Sweden. And I had very good teachers there. In every city, I had a good teacher. And after the studies, that just, I think, 10 years, I had my first job in a church, in a monastery, a Bavarian monastery. And since 2013, I'm now in Munich as a choir director and organist in a big church there.
Is Munich the largest city in southern Germany?
Yes, of course. In Bavaria, and also in the southern part, yes.
Does it have a strong organ tradition?
Yes, of course, especially in the Baroque period of time. But a lot of original instruments were destroyed because of the wars. Mm-hmm. And so we have only a few original instruments of the Baroque period, epoch, and some more romantic historical instruments. Some instruments were rebuilt or reconstructed, and the most instruments are from the 20th century, yes.
Mm-hmm. Your place of employment is St. Margaret's Church, yeah, in Munich. And you must know the organ there very well. You play there every week when you're there. More than once a week, I would think.
Yes, of course.
Every service.
Yes, yes, yes. We have, on Sunday, we have two services, and Saturday one, and during the week one. Yeah, it's not so much like in the monastery. There I had to play every day, three times a day.
What do you think about the organ community? What I have observed is that organists are very supportive of each other and help each other gain new experience. They share concerts. I'll play a concert in your city and you play one in my city.
That's the same in Germany too. The world of the organist is a very small world.
So is that how you are able to, you know, visit the United States? What else takes you here?
Oh, it is at first the contact to Mr. Frog. I know him since about 2006, yes. I think, yes. But then I met him in Würzburg, but perhaps Carl can tell the story later. And after a while, a few years with no contact, I got an email and an invitation to play here 2013. It was the HEO convention?
Regional
convention, yes.
In 2013.
Yes.
Carl, would you continue the story from your side of things?
Sure. The organ world is a small world and a very intertwined world. When I was playing at St. Mark's Episcopal in Grand Rapids, some choir members of mine there said a former German exchange student was coming back to visit. His name was Wolfgang, and would I like to meet him? And I discovered he was studying organ, and he was very nice. And so I invited him maybe to come back and play a recital at St. Mark's, since we were putting in a new organ there. And he said, well, I'm honored, but if you would like a good organist, you really should invite my friend Christian Bischoff. And so the next time I visited Wolfgang in Germany, I met Christian, and he very informally sat down and played the organ at the Augustinerkirche in Würzburg to show a little of what the organ sounded like, but he also was showing me what he sounded like as an organist, and he blew my socks off. I was astonished at what he did. He said, you know, add these stops now and then not here and add these and take these off, and I thoroughly enjoyed watching and hearing him play. It was just very exciting. And so I remembered this, and when I was on the planning committee for the AGO Regional Convention that took place here in Kalamazoo, where we have a remarkable number of very fine instruments in close propinquity, especially around the park, I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to have at least one international artist for that convention? And of course, I remembered Christian's playing. And the committee agreed, and we invited him, and he stayed in our home. He and his father came and stayed in our home while he was preparing and developed a friendship that. So I have visited him in Germany several times since, and we stayed in contact, and that's how the relationship began. I taught at the University of Michigan a few years ago, and I've played several times there, and they asked me for suggestions for their annual organ conference that happens every fall there, and I suggested, well, if you'd like an international artist this year, and so he's playing at the University of Michigan on Tuesday night and also has a master class there and is judging a competition. And then is when I proposed with Tom that perhaps the local AGO, together with the St. Augustine series, might also sponsor a recital here in Kalamazoo so our local listeners could hear Christian while he was together in with us coming to America for these combined events in Kalamazoo and Ann Arbor.
Well, thank you. That puts us in a good position to hear Christian twice tonight at 7 p.m. And if you are amazed, you can see him again on Tuesday at Hill Auditorium. Different instrument, different space, different program.
Yes.
So, Christian, would you introduce a piece by Georg Muffat that I believe is on the program tonight, a toccata?
Yeah, toccata. Muffat was a Bavarian composer, or he was at least in the Cathedral of Passau. It's in the southern part of Germany near Austria. And this piece is written in the tradition of the southern Baroque mentality, and very.
What does that mean?
Pardon?
What does that mean? The mentality of.
It's a special style to compose and to use the organ.
And what century are we talking about here?
Yes, the late 17th century.
Okay.
And this toccata is very, was heißt abwechslungsreich?
Rich in exchanges.
Yes.
It has lots of different sections.
Yes, contrasts. Sections and sounds. Every section has another sound. And that was my idea for this program, to show the audiences different sounds in different styles.
What instrument are you playing on in this recording?
That is a historical organ in a church in Bavaria, foreign monastery, very little, but beautiful organ.
Christian Bischoff performs tonight at 7 p.m. at the St. Augustine Cathedral. You can find out more at the cathedral website. Tom Fielding is also has a website, who is the director of the series. Let's hear this toccata by Georg Muffat.
Thank you.
If you tuned in during that glorious music, we heard the Toccata in C by Georg Muffat, played by Christian Bischoff, who is the soloist in a concert tonight at St. Augustine Cathedral, part of the Sacred Music at the Cathedral series. Christian is here in the studio today. We're lucky enough to be speaking to this German organist who, during the music, revealed a number. We learned a number of things further about your background. One of the things we learned is that in your studies as a musician, you not only studied the musical part, but you also became an expert in the organ itself. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. As a child, I was always interested in the technical things, not in the computer technical things and the organ technical things, and that was my whole life until now. And I decided after my musical study to get this extra diploma or certificate, and that takes about 3 years beside the job. And yes, it's very interesting. And even to learn new instruments, different kinds of technique in the organ.
What is the oldest organ that we have existing today?
Oh, I think the oldest is from the 14th or 15th century, but there are some reconstructions in the museums, organ art museums in Germany.
Mm-hmm. So from 1400 all the way till the present day, organs are, you can see them in so many different configurations. They are powered differently. The keys work differently. Did you have to look at all the different ways that one can build an organ?
Yes, of course.
Of course. So what's the first thing you would do if you were to walk into a new space and see a new organ? How would you assess when it was built, what kind of organ it is?
Yes, at first I feel the acoustic, and then at the console I get an overview about the specifications, mm-hmm, and try the different sounds and feel the action. It's in Germany, every organ is in another mechanical style. The action is totally different. In America, it's my experience, it's the most organs feel the same.
Similar,
yes, yeah. Yes. The action is not so different from one other organ to the another. And yeah.
That probably reflects the youth of the country, you know, with organs primarily being built from 1800 to today.
But the main issue of an organ expert is to go to this organ if there are any problems. For example, the organ should be restored or expanded, yes, or the church want to have a new organ. An organ expert is a consultant,
yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you use this skill frequently. This is like a hat you put on.
If I may add, one of his responsibilities at his church in München, at St. Margaret, is to be curator of the instrument there, and the staff of the church there has asked him what they should do to either improve the organ or fix it, and he showed me a specification and wanted to know what I thought about stops he might be adding or slightly changing to refine the instrument there. So part of his full-time position at the church is to be the staff consultant for the upkeep and design of the church's own instrument as well.
Yeah. Since I have three organists here and two will not be playing, as organists, how do you assess the difference between good and great playing when you hear it?
Who wants to answer that first? I have many thoughts on the subject.
You and the teacher.
For me, the most basic thing is this music engaging? Does it captivate me somehow? Does it make me want to listen? When I was a student, there was a lot of importance placed on historic performance practice. Rules, you have to do this, you have to do that. And some of the playing that was worried so much about being correct in the details became rigid enough that it was not interesting. And I think the only authentic music of any time and any period is that which engages the listener. And it's a little bit hard to describe exactly the qualities that engage, but Christian is superb in that regard. Compared to some other players of some of the music that he does, they seem rigid and bland by comparison. And Christian always finds ways of, for example, with tempo, with pushing a little bit here and relaxing a little bit there to expand the feel of a phrase. Not that that's right, in quotes, but that it engages the listener to understand and feel the music better. It's more effective somehow. Mm-hmm. It connects with the human spirit more. It's better in that respect. And with articulation, I was watching Christian's playing while he was practicing, and he, I think by this point, instinctively, the very touch, the action of his fingers responds differently with different pieces to bring out the quality of the music. So he's making the St. Augustine instrument sound alive in so many different styles because of how he responds to the sounds that he gets from his fingers. It's so the articulation, the variety of articulation, the amount of space you leave between notes or the amount of overlap you have between notes is a very subtle thing. But it's another dimension where the music becomes lighter or heavier or more connected, and listeners don't need to understand those technical things in order to be affected by them. So rubato, rhythmic things is one category, articulation is a second. I think a remarkably important third category is in the choosing the tone colors of the instrument. How you choose your registration. Christian is also a very good cook, I may say. I had the pleasure of enjoying one of his home-cooked meals 2 days before his wedding in May. But he made the analogy the other day in working on the registrations for the instrument for tonight's concert. He said, to get exactly the right sounds, you don't just follow the guidelines of the textbook. You have to try all of the different combinations and say, well, it needs a little more of this, or there's, this is too much, or this would be standard, but it isn't the best here. And he likened it to cooking. He said the final taste of a recipe is in the taste. You need to flavor to taste, and in registration, you need to adjust the sound. So those are three qualities that I think make a difference between a good organist and a really fine organist.
That's wonderful, Carl. Have you had the chance to hear Christian on your baby, the Nicholson Simpson organ at St. Augustine, Tom?
I stopped in briefly at the end of his practice session on Wednesday afternoon and just sat for about 5 minutes. I did hear him play at First United Methodist on the marvelous Letourneau organ there for the convention, and was just equally impressed. You know, I think Carl presented a lot of the salient qualities about what really makes an outstanding performer on the organ. It really is just a synthesis of things. I think there's a freedom of spirit. Someone who you can tell isn't being cautious, but just feels very comfortable and, you know, and is in complete command of everything without sounding, you know, without being belabored by worrying about this, that, and the other. There is that wonderful sense of orchestration and instrumentation that we have on the organ, the use of the stops, of being informed, of playing music in a manner that's stylistically appropriate, which in itself brings out contrasts in the instruments. You know, if you're playing some French music, you will register things more heavily with the reeds. When you're playing early German music, you rely more on the principal choruses and these different things, you know. But again, not being rigid about how to employ them, about doing what you need to do to get a really colorful and effective result. There is that, what the French call the bon goût, your good taste. You find that a lot, and it drives some people crazy. Well, what does that mean, bon goût? Well, it means good taste. You know, you know how much garlic is too much. You know, and then also the sense, the organist, you can tell when an organist is listening and making adjustments for the acoustic. You know, these, again, along with style, differences in touch, an open touch for spry music, an over legato touch to create a lyrical line, these sorts of things really all come together in this sort of magical way create an exceptional evening.
I should remind listeners that, again, Christian Bischoff performs tonight at 7 p.m. at St. Augustine Cathedral. It is a free concert. A free will offering will be received. And I think we should hear some more music. I'm not sure what we're going to listen to next. Wait, it's looking like an anonymous piece, Batalha. Christian, would you introduce this again? After being embarrassed by all of the praise.
Better explain what is a batalha. He has a Spanish...
it's a dance, isn't it?
It's not a dance. Literally, battle piece.
Oh,
it's the Portuguese word for battle. And in the 16th century, the Iberian instruments had very prominent reeds, especially horizontal reeds, and the organists of the time used the reeds of the organ for pieces that sounded like battles, that that were used as a depiction of a kind of spiritual battle of good against evil and this sort of thing. But they are also at the same time very fun and energetic depictions of actual battles with
like
fanfares and explosions, yeah. And musically done, but in a very, very lively way.
Yeah. And there you can hear the different rhythms. And although the freedom I take there in the tempo and rhythmic things. And this recording is from my first church in Würzburg. I was organist before 2010.
You do have a number of recordings available commercially through, and you have a website as well.
Yes.
Christian Bischoff.
You can see there the recordings and everything.
They're all available there. Well, let's hear this Batalha. By an anonymous composer. This is from Portugal, we think?
Spain.
Spain.
Yeah. Iberia, yes.
Thank you.
What a glorious battle that was. We heard in performance Christian Bischoff, who is in Kalamazoo to perform tonight at 7 p.m. at St. Augustine Cathedral on the Sacred Music at the Cathedral series, a series that is directed by Tom Fielding, music director at St. Augustine, and Carl Schrock, a great friend of Mr. Bischoff and a great organist himself, who will be who helped arrange Christian's performance and masterclass in Ann Arbor in the following days. It's really exciting to have you here in Michigan and trying out our organs. You are obviously someone that Tom and Carl esteem very much. I understand you're also a teacher. You have private students, or do you teach in a sort of school setting?
I was a teacher in a music university in Würzburg, but the distance was too much, and so at the moment I only teach private students, and yes, that is great job. I love that.
Well, here there's just a few minutes left in the hour, so let's get back to what you're playing tonight and how you designed, you built your program. What did you want to do?
Yeah, I want to show the audiences the Southern composers. We heard, for example, Muffat, and we will hear tonight Kerl. Then Bach and Mendelssohn, also a German composer, but Mendelssohn more in the Romantic style. And then typical German Romantic composer Max Reger. And we have a kind of jubileum in this year. What is that?
An anniversary.
Yes, because
Reger died
100 years ago.
1916.
Reger died. Yes.
And
in Germany, we have a lot of festivals with Max Reger this year. In my church, for example, we have a festival, and we perform with students and other great organists and colleagues mostly the whole Riga work.
All the works of
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which are extensive.
Yeah. If you want to record these pieces, you need about 16 CDs.
That's getting close to Bach's output.
Yes, I mean, yes, it is.
Did anyone try to tell you not to become an organist? Did anyone say, maybe you should play piano instead?
My father at the beginning, he told me to study teacher for music for school. That's more
stable,
yes. But I couldn't imagine at this moment, and not at this moment actually too.
so you followed
yes.
your dream.
Yes.
Yeah. So the program begins at 7 p.m. again. It is free and open to the public, and so that we can hear just a few notes at this point of some music of Reger, I'm just going to go around the room and ask for final thoughts to speak to our listeners this morning, and something you might want to leave them with. Carl?
I think tonight's concert will be guaranteed to have a wonderful variety in it, different sounds of the organ and of styles of playing, and I can't imagine anybody who's there that isn't captivated by at least certain parts of it, and very likely by all of it.
Tom?
Just that it's a pleasure to be able to continue to host these concerts, to be able to sit downstairs and listen to the organ that I hear just about every day from the console, and played masterfully, and to hear a great variety of its colors, and again to be able to continue to meet other organists, and to be able to share experiences and enjoy the music that we love.
And finally, Mr. Bischoff.
Yes, I'm looking forward to playing this organ here in Kalamazoo and enjoying the instrument and the people and especially the audiences who are coming this evening.
Well, you got through a radio interview with flying colors, as we say. You did wonderfully. Thank you so much for
coming
to WMUK, all of you.